Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
It is time, 8:10. It's 27 degrees. It was a Wednesday morning. It was a hump day right here on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Of course, we've got in studio the one, the only, the public information officer for the York County Sheriff's Office, Trent Ferris. Good morning.
Patty's got our serious voice on. This is where it gets serious, folks.
It's just something about that intro. It just lends itself. The time was 10 minutes after the top of the hour of 8 o'clock. You know, yeah, but we're here for some serious stuff because yes. Our listeners can really make a difference by leaning in, listening harder, and perhaps providing a clue to break a case.
A clue and or learn a little bit about how to protect themselves from crime as well.
There you go. Because, which is always a good thing to know.
Because this first crime is, it's starting to pop up a little bit lately where thieves are starting to get a little more creative on how they go steal things from stores. And this one is a distraction theft that took place just the other day on January 19th on Sunday at 1:24 a.m. early in the morning. Two suspects entered the 7-Eleven located on Carowinds Boulevard in Fort Mill. A female staged a slip and fall. She staged a slip and fall.
The distraction.
Yep. On the other side of the store, spilling a drink in the process. When the clerk assisted her up, clerk went over there and said, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Let me pick you up."
Being a very nice person.
And while she was cleaning up the floor, doing her job, where this drink was spilled, the clerk was cleaning it up, not the person. The person goes around the counter and grabs 75 cartons worth of cigarettes. 75 cartons of cigarettes.
Wow.
And leaves the store with another person who was described as a male, a black male, who was possibly what we believe the lookout. They both get in a dark color burgundy SUV and leave the area.
So that's how you know it was all staged and they did this together. They knew that it would be at almost 1:30 in the morning. There would probably be one person working.
One or two clerks in a store like that. Mm-hmm.
And they just took advantage of someone's compassion.
And she was doing her job. Compassion going up. Hey, let me help you up. Oh, I'll clean up this mess. Don't worry about it. That's our job. We'll clean it up. And while she was doing her job.
That's like a double whammy.
Yeah.
You know, you steal the smokes and you steal my sense of just confidence in people.
Trust. Stole my trust.
Man. Terrible.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, and again, at the same store, the 7-Eleven on Carowinds Boulevard, we have another Wanted Wednesday and another beer shoplifting on Carowinds Boulevard.
Cigarettes and beer.
Every week. Every time we come on Wanted Wednesday, we have
this. And you have a theory for why.
And it's because it's close to the state line.
They just get it and run.
And our guys have patrolled that area and tried to prevent these things from happening, but it just happens during the time that we're not in the area patrolling and answering other calls. So it's not like we're not doing anything. It just happens.
They're fast.
And
they
know.
They go in and they know what the plan is. Nobody else really, you know.
They grab it and go.
That's what
happened on Wednesday, January 8th at 3:50 a.m. So these are really early in the morning. A person described as a black male around 5 feet tall, approximately 285 pounds, and he had the clerk said, had a cataract in his left eye, entered that 7-Eleven again, located on Carowinds Boulevard, and stole a 18-pack of Corona beer and an 18-pack of Modelo beer. And
he left, he's got good taste.
He likes Mexican beer, apparently.
Okay.
So, he left the area, possibly in a Kia four-door black or dark gray car. But we have a pretty good picture of him and the other folks.
Well, if you have a description of a cataract in the left eye, that's unique.
Right?
You know, anything that is unique.
And he's wearing a Puma, the Puma brand hoodie sweatshirt. So
wow.
A lot of distinguishing factors of this person. So all we need is somebody to take a look at him, see if they know who he is, and give us a call at Crime Stoppers.
Can you ever put, like, you know, back in the day, you'd go to the grocery store and you'd see this board and they'd have all the bad checks that had been written
yes.
and bounced back? Can you do that in some of these places, have their picture?
You know, the solicitor's office has a bad check unit, and they probably do that because people who write bad checks, and that's what they do. They go find the people who write the bad checks.
You can just put their – you can do their profile of this person shoplifted right here so that you've got all eyes kind of paying attention to who's in that store at that
that's
time.
That's a good idea.
I don't know if we
that's
can do
be
that
the store.
in the politically correct
I don't know.
Times
it's
in
a
which
good
we
idea,
live,
but sometimes –
the humiliation factor.
You would hope that somebody would see their face and like,
oh, no.
That's me. I better not steal from
I'm not
store.
Coming here anymore. Right.
They know who I am.
Well, you know, that's a good thing because when you feel like someone knows who you are, you're less likely to misbehave.
Right.
Just saying.
Well, it happens.
Okay.
So, but if anybody has any information about these cases, please call us at Crime Stoppers so we can stop this from happening in the future.
It raises our prices.
Exactly. It does. It all falls back on the consumer.
It's stealing from us.
And you know what else, Patty, is really diabolical? Stealing from a church.
Who does that?
Well.
And why? I
mean, we don't know. And that's why we're asking folks on Crime Stoppers.
Yeah, please help. Okay. So what happened?
Okay. This is a special place for me and the people who, you know, and because this case goes all the way back to mid-January,
okay.
Well, back mid-December, December 2019, on the 11th, around 6:34 a.m., a person driving a four-door car pulled up to Neely's Creek ARP Church off of Neely's Creek Road. That's my church.
Oh.
that's where I go.
We're getting personal.
Yeah. So the person goes over to the church buses that are parked under a light.
Mm-hmm.
There is a surveillance camera that we pointed at the buses.
Okay.
And no deterrent was stopping this guy. He took 10 minutes, goes up underneath our larger bus, and cuts the catalytic converter off in less than 10 minutes and leaves in a four-door car. But we do is one suspect, one four-door car, dark in colors, hard to see because it's night and it just rained, so there's a lot of shine on the asphalt there in the parking lot. So
it makes you wonder. So does he have his own bus? Is there a market for catalytic converters?
Catalytic converters have a lot of rare special metals in them, and that's why they cut them off. It costs thousands of dollars worth of damage to your vehicle for just a couple hundred dollars worth of metal. I think it's platinum, rhodium, copper, all of it. I mean, it's all wrapped up in one little nice little package for them, and all I have to do is cut off one end of the pipe, cut off the other end of the pipe, grab it and go.
And just grab and go.
If your car or vehicle or van, bus is making a lot of noise, like your muffler's going bad, you might want to make sure the catalytic converter's
still there. Yeah, anybody that is going to do that is going to know exactly how to just do it, and they'll watch for opportunities. But a bus from a church.
And check it out. Make sure you check out your stuff, your vehicles, because we didn't find out about this until about a month later when, you know, school's out and use it to take kids to and from our
when club. You need it.
Yeah, from youth group and club. We have a thing called Club at the Creek on Thursdays for students around the area. And that's what the bus is used for, to transport the kids around. And school's out.
Wow.
And we didn't know until they started school back in and started transporting kids around again. They didn't notice that it was making noises until it was too late. And the mechanic said, hey, I think somebody cut this off.
You're missing something
and
there.
So we had to whittle it down to find out. But we have video of this person, and it'll be up on our Facebook page as soon as we
get
there.
And this person has to live with that.
Yeah.
Wow. And what about the 2020 Citizens Academy?
Oh, thank you very much. The York County Sheriff's Office 2020 Citizens Academy is open for applications right now.
Okay.
This is an opportunity that it's a nine-week class. Starts in March and ends in May, so it's 9 weeks.
9 weeks. Don't ask me.
9 weeks, we're not having a baby here, so it's 9 weeks. So
you can tell what we're trained. Think of 9 months, okay.
But it's an in-depth, inside look at the York County Sheriff's Office.
Perfect.
And the application process is really easy. You go online. It's right there on the front page in the news section, or if you just search Citizens Academy on our website, you can get the application, fill it out, and you'll get to do everything. You can get a class taught by me.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's not as fun as going to watch the SWAT team do a demonstration or the canine unit doing a demonstration or the mountain patrol doing a demonstration. Well, but you get to do it all, and you get a ride along, and you get an inside look at the York County Sheriff's Office. And, you know, in the past, a couple of people have taken the class and actually have chosen to become a deputy with us.
Exactly.
And so that it's a bonus for us.
Or they might become a public information officer.
That's
you know.
Let's hope they don't take my job. There's only one of me.
You just kind of learn different career pathing and how important it is. And, wow, great opportunity.
Yeah, please go online. The application process is we have to close it up on the 31st because we have to do background checks on folks and everything. So, but classes start soon. So if you want to get an inside look at the sheriff's office, sign up today.
And tell us real quick, Wanted Wednesday, where do we call?
Oh, yeah, 1-877-409-4321. If your tip leads to an arrest, you can earn a reward.
Cha-ching. The right way.
Money.
Legit your reward.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you so much, Trent Ferris.